Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
What up, what up, what up? Hopefully YouTube is not playing with the notifications today, all right? What's going on, everybody? What's going on? Welcome to the motherfucking chat and things. You know it's Sunday, so we're supposed to do our, like, little sipping Sundays. Listen, we're going to talk about that in a second, though, because I do have an announcement to make regarding the sipping of the Sundays, okay? Now, well, if you're new, well, first of all, before we do that, to the ones that's returning and getting their notifications, well, y'all know how this go. You know, we raw, we uncut, we're live right now, okay? Some shit might shut down, some shit might stop working, I might pull this motherfucker out, but we're gonna get through it, okay? Because it's Sunday, it's one of my favorite days of the week, and, you know, we're gonna get into some things real quick. Okay, and, if you are new and you want to see what's going on, you know how we do, how we get down and how we get into some things, you know. Welcome and hello. Welcome to the motherfucking show, bitch. Nah, just kidding. I'm really on one today. I'm not really sure why, but I'm just here. And life is good, you know. Life is always great. So we got to talk, okay, because I've been seeing this stuff about Avant. Now, before we get into it, y'all know it's supposed to be like sipping Sundays or whatever, where I come sip my cocktail. Well, I can't do that right now because I'm gonna talk about that after I talk about this Avant, because I know a lot of people gonna want to hear about the Avant. They don't want to hear about my sipping Sundays. So let me get into the Avant, then we'll get into why I'm not sipping alcohol today. Okay? God damn it. All right, so the Avant stuff is not true. I'm just going to say it like that. But y'all know Avant. Well, the only songs I really know from Avant is the Make Love. That's the only one I really, really know. I mean, because as I was sitting here, I could tell you all the songs before I turned the camera on. But then once I turned the camera on, I was no longer able to tell you all the songs I liked. So I will tell you that I like Make Love, okay? And I think that's the one with Kiki Wyatt. So whenever I think about Avant, I think of Kiki Wyatt. So just if you think Avant and Kiki Wyatt, then it's good. Like, they were a perfect duo together. But he has a phenomenal voice. Love, 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 love Avant. Yeah. So I don't know what happened with social media. I guess, you know, people on the internet or somebody, motherfuckers get tired of talking about R. Kelly and his several different liars and non-liars and all the bullshit and Jesse Smollett and this, that. It's the same stories recycling over and over. So I'm trying to figure out which motherfucker just came up with the idea to, hey, let's just make up Avant is about to die today. It's been a slow news week. It's been a slow news month, actually. We're tired of talking about R. Kelly and his bullshit. So let's just go and lie on Avant. Just go make some shit up. God damn, that must be fucked up, you know. But so, according to Media Takeout, so even though they're not the most credible, but they're more than credible than the sites that are actually saying that he's dead or that he has the 6 months. And I did some research on my own, but Media Takeout reached out, says that they actually reached out to Avant's family, and Avant's family say that they are, that he is actually healthier than ever. It was this nasty rumor online saying that he has a terminal illness that, and he is only has 6 months to live. And so a lot of people, you know, they were hurt because they don't want Avant to die. You know, they didn't know what the illness was. People had even went in as far as photoshopping or creating a document from an alleged publicist that he only has 6 months left and things like that. I didn't really even read it because I'm like, some of the sites and the YouTubers that I've seen making it, I was like, I don't really know. Some of this shit don't really look that credible. So I was digging. And I was like, well, let me just go to Avant's YouTube channel. You know, he does music because they were saying that he actually just dropped a song a few days ago, maybe 5 days ago. And then he's also on a tour. Oh, by the way, that's Avant. Now, he is a little bit heavier, but he's losing the weight because, unfortunately, he does have a terminal illness. He does suffer from lupus, which makes this whole thing really messed up because the man does have lupus. So to say that he only has 6 months to live is kind of messed up because people with lupus, if you don't know what lupus is, I'm not a doctor, so I can't really tell you everything that it entails. But I do know that lupus basically fights against the body. Like, so it basically fights the body. So it really is like you're literally having a fight every day with your insides to maintain. So lupus is not something that you really, really want us to struggle. I know. You know, they have good days. They have bad days. So to just say that this man is on his way out, that was some trash. OK. Now. So going back to his YouTube channel, he posted like a new video, a new song about 5 days ago, and he's also on tour. So, I mean, you could have really looked this shit up for yourself. I mean, I'm no math magician or matician or whatever you call it, but okay, so if he has 6 months to live and this just came out and it's March, if you look all the way over there, he has a tour day, and let me just, you know, just because, you know, I don't like to just be, you know, tripping because I have to double check this. Like, you know, is this right? But if you look, it looks like the last show of the tour is actually on November 15th. So that would mean, listen, March, well, we got April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So if the last day of the show is 8 months from now, and he is projected to live 6 months from now, to be dead 6 months from now, who the fuck is performing on November 15th? Now, if that ain't a word problem out of your ninth grade high school lesson, I don't know what the fuck is. So, okay, they said, well, yeah, correct me. I'm no doc. Like I said, I'm no doctor. Enlightened. They said autoimmune deficiency is what lupus is. Okay, so it's a situation, okay? I'm not really sure what it all entails, but you're fighting yourself. But let's get back to the math problem, okay? Wouldn't that mean that they need somebody that show should be canceled? It really doesn't make any sense if the man is on tour. He also posted a picture. This was on March 3rd. So he looked out and about to me. So I'm going with the idea that this is not true. I don't see why. If he is on a tour, they should be refunding people's money, and they would have announced that the tour is canceled. They're not going to sit there and let the tour dates come up and go if this man is that sick. He wouldn't even be performing in March or May. He should be – come on now. That wouldn't make sense, people. That wouldn't make sense. That would not make any sense. Well, we definitely know. So we know he has lupus. But we don't know if the 6 month thing is really, 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 really true. I'm going with it's not true. Until I see an official document from a post from his page canceling dates and posting on his page, then no. But see, someone said that they had to help him off stage. Listen, lupus, with that, you have good days, you have bad days. I used to work with a girl that has lupus, and sometimes she couldn't even come to work. She would have to get steroid shots. Like, you're literally having moments where you can't walk, but that doesn't mean you're going to die. Like, that's part of having lupus. Like, you have those days where you are just not well, but that does not mean that you're going to die in 6 months, okay? So let's not confuse him probably having an episode or him feeling sickly with the fact that he's going to die in 6 months. I mean, that's just not reality, okay, people? So let's not jump on the bandwagon and just go with the fact that the man is going to die. There has not been any official statements made, and there's also tour dates still lined up. If you think if the man was on his way out to die, would you really think the family would be letting this man be on tour if he's about to croak in 6 months? No. And he got shows all the way through the rest of the year. So let's not, I just want to put that out there. Now, I'm done talking about the Avant situation. I just want to throw it out there that the man is not dead. He does have something going on, an autoimmune disease. He does have lupus, but it doesn't mean he's going to die, okay? Just because you have lupus does not mean you have 6 months left to live. Okay? Now, back to the sipping. Now, I know today is our Sipping Sunday day, and we're supposed to talk about a lot of things. We're supposed to get into some things. And I'm supposed to be trying different alcohols for you guys on Sundays. Well, I am working on a diet right now, so I cannot drink alcohol because I'm going on a trip at the end of April, and I have to lose a little weight, okay? And I don't really want to drink alcohol. So we can still have Sipping Sundays. You'll sip, and then I'll just drink my juice. And then once my trip is done, then I'll be able to drink alcohol again because I just got to be able to, you know, go with my shirt off. Okay? I've been exercising real, 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 real heavy for that. Now, okay, so I'll tell you this. Today is going to be an open forum topic day. We're going to get into some things. We're going to relax. I personally, it's up to you guys. It's going to be a viewer's choice kind of topic for the rest of the show. If you want to talk about certain topics, bring them up. The reason why I don't have a topic today is because there's a lot of things that I'm really not interested in, but if you guys want to talk about them, we can talk about them. Like, I just feel like I'm done with R. Kelly, but if you guys bring up the R. Kelly stuff, that's fine. There's only so many times that I could wrap my mind around an R. Kelly conversation because there's so many loops, twists, and turns, and everybody wants to feel like they have some type of information that somebody else doesn't have, and it's just entirely too much that I don't really give a fuck about, okay? I'm more interested in the trial part of the situation. So once we start going to court, then we'll be back covering the R. Kelly. But I can't keep up. Like, my mind is too much, you know. And the Jussie Smollett, you know, those have been the two leading stories this month. And it's like, all right, I'm ready for some new shit. We've also heard about Nikki canceling shows. People were like, well, Mom, why are you not going to talk about Nikki canceling shows? Why haven't you talked about her canceling the third show? Well, because she was canceled it due to weather conditions. And I just feel like people are only wanting to report that Nicki Minaj is canceling shows to try to make her look bad for some reason. Like, motherfuckers cancel shows all the time, whether it's a performance, whether it's a YouTube show, whether it's you going to work, you know, shit happens. Shit happens, and I don't really think that this was her fault. I don't think that she wants to cancel shows. She knows that this does not look good for her to be canceling shows, so I don't think that she was set up a tour just to cancel the motherfucking shows. And maybe she wasn't feeling well. If we don't want to believe that it was a weather issue, maybe she just wasn't feeling well. You know, she's traveling across the world. People do get sick. We are, at the end of the day, we are all human beings. I don't care how many followers, how many subscribers, how much money you have. We are all human beings. So we can all be affected by any and everything. Nobody is exempt from trauma, turmoil, sadness, injury, death, nothing. Okay? Just want to throw that out there in case you thought you were exempt from the bullshit, because you're not. All right. Let's open up the lines because I want to hear what y'all are talking about. Because, you know, YouTube did. Listen, in Sundays, I also want to tell you, Sundays are not only going to be about celebrities. Like, I have to have a day where I can just talk to the people. Okay. So this is a this show. We started off with Avant. So if you came for the Avant, you want to rewind it. Now we're about to just get into our open viewer's choice conversation on Sundays. On Sundays, I don't necessarily want to just talk about celebrity gossip. These videos, I kind of want to just, you know, I want to talk to the people. We can do celebrity topics. We can do advice topics. We can do just what's going on. Like me right now, I'm in the middle of planning a trip to Virginia Beach, and I'm stressed the hell out because I'm planning it with three other people. And, you know, everybody has their own things that they want to do as far as the planning. You know, and the shit is so packed. And the beach is, you can't, it's, everything is so booked up. We have to stay an hour away from the damn location, and I'm over it, but I don't have a choice because we bought those damn tickets and they're not refundable. Okay. Sheesh. But let's open up the lines and see if you guys want to talk on this Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into some light things. Let's get into some light things. Okay. 563, they're putting them in the comments. Boom. Okay. 978-8025, you're live on the air.
I'm live. Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing fantastic, Armand. I finally got a notification that you were live.
Oh, thank God. You know, because what happens is when I don't post videos like or go live all day, YouTube decides, all right, Armand, we're just going to stop your notifications. That's how I know.
Okay.
I haven't been live in a minute.
No, you haven't. But honestly, I'm just getting out of church, and I'm so happy that you're live because I need to call in, and you need to have a general conversation chat.
Yes.
And that's why I'm calling in for this.
Okay, so what's up?
I want to start by saying the whole thing with Avant, I read that yesterday. I have lupus, and you don't get 6 months to live with lupus. That's not how lupus works. Lupus is an autoimmune deficiency disease. The lupus I have, I was diagnosed at 9, and that one attacked my kidneys. But I'm 30 now, so you can live very, very long with lupus. Toni Braxton has the one that affects her heart. Lupus can affect three major organs. You can affect three major organs, your kidney, your liver, or your heart, or even your brain. I'm sorry, four major organs.
Oh, wow.
She has the one that, yes, she has the one that affects her heart, Toni Braxton. I have the one that affects my kidneys. So Avant, Nick Cannon has lupus, but I'm not sure which one he has, but he's doing well. I didn't know that Avant had it, but he's perfectly fine, and he's going to do well. So I just want to throw that out the door because he's not dying. That's just a rumor that started.
Yes.
In terms of Jussie Smollett, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Armand, but after seeing him walk in with his aviator glasses and like the whole crew behind him, you have to cheer for him.
What?
Listen, you know me. I still believe that was makeup, okay? That was makeup. I still believe it. Makeup.
You still believe that was makeup. I don't know if I'm sold on that being makeup, but the trial is going to start.
those two Nigerian men we know are his friends. They didn't beat him up. So he had some extra work done on his face. I'm sorry. But
okay.
I don't know if it's the I don't know if it's just my what it is in me, but after seeing him walk in, I'm kinda like, Jesse, boy, you I don't know what you did, but you better not go down for this, because all of this stuff, it can't be for nothing. So I don't think he'll be back working. You know, I don't think he'll be back working, to be honest, though. And also, I don't think that Empire is going to go on much longer. I think they're getting canceled.
Yeah, you know what? So, I don't even watch Empire, though. I hadn't even watched – I stopped watching Empire for shit after the first, second season. I stopped watching Empire. So I'm sure Empire – I heard something about Empire not getting renewed for another season due to this, but I didn't really dig into it that much because, honestly, to me, I don't see how they would pick the show back up, because they're definitely going to see how this plays out before they start another show.
Before
and then who knows how long this trial is going
to
go.
Honestly, trials like that, it's probably going to go on for a while, so I don't think we'll be seeing Jesse anytime soon on TV, period. I think you just have to deal with this.
Oh, really?
Yes, I don't think he'll be in any other gigs, no other shows, not until he gets this out the way. Because to be honest, I'm going to tell you the truth, people still want to hire him. And as crazy as what happened, he's still very likable and he's still very popular. Compared to the whole Full House lady, Lori Loughlin, she's done.
Yes.
Like, that's done. That's done. That's different. But Jesse Smollett still has a huge fan base behind him. So, and what he did, allegedly did, has not really been proven that he was in the wrong. Compared to the other actress, that's proved that she was in the wrong. So that's the reason why his career is still up in the air, because he still has potential for a career to keep going. So, you know, we'll see. But if he lied
about
it.
Well, we'll see. I'm really, really interested in to see how this is going to go, because the way he walked in there and then he's still pleading not guilty, it's like this is literally a real-life episode of Empire. Like, how is this going to play out?
Exactly, exactly. And I want to ask you what you thought about I have my friends here, my church friends, but I do want to know what you thought about the R. Kelly situation, because I want to know what you thought about the interview with the two girls, because I'm not on his side, but I am saying, you know, you have had a relationship with this man and your parents know him really well. You've continuously been back and forth with him. So it's just really hard for me to, I didn't watch the documentary, but I know a lot of it was just crap. I mean, he's not innocent, but I do feel like a lot of the women, they are kind of trying to look for a way to get money from him. I want to know what your opinion was on that. Because I liked the interview with his two girlfriends. I thought that they spoke up to Gayle King very well.
So the two girlfriends,
Ashley
interview with
the other one.
Yes,
the
yes. Well,
interview.
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. I definitely do think that I do think there's a little brainwashing involved. I do think they're a little bit brainwashed.
I don't know if I would use that word, but continue.
Well, the reason why is because the one girl, the Jocelyn Savage girl, she doesn't even seem like she knows how to even articulate and even speak for herself. That was like she doesn't even seem like she has a real mind of her own. She seems very, very impressionable. And then the other one seemed like she was ready to be. She was on the defense way too much. Like she was trying to prove that everything was okay, which, you know, in their mind, it probably is. But something is to be said about this 52-year-old man with two girlfriends under the age of 25. Like, they're 21 and they're 23 and they're both your girlfriends. Like, that's just weird.
Okay.
Like, you don't think that that's weird?
And you know what, though? And as a woman, as a young woman that's 30, I hear that. But I also have to look at it from this perspective. Why was it okay when Hugh Hefner did that? He had 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds living in the Playboy Mansion. I don't see R. Kelly doing that.
Well, so here was the thing, because I was going to do actual video on that, but a lot of people had it was a lot of videos done on that already. So I was like, you know what? I don't really know if I even want to get that deep into this. But the thing with Hugh Hefner, I feel like the Hugh Hefner stuff started a lot earlier on when he, I think he even had like some 10-year-olds. Like it was like a, it was like they were like young.
Right.
But during that time, it wasn't even considered even to be a crime or anything like that. And the parents were voluntarily giving these women to Hugh Hefner. Some of these parents would give them, like voluntarily give them. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with necessarily having multiple women, because I don't think what Hugh Hefner did was right either.
But that's the same thing that happened with R. Kelly. The women, the mothers, the parents brought their children to R. Kelly. It's the same exact situation, because they thought that R. Kelly was going to make them a star. They got mad when the girls decided to stay with R. Kelly. So it's the same situation. I don't see what's different, because R. Kelly's black and he's 50, but Hugh Hefner was 70. Like, what's the difference?
No, I think Hugh Hefner's thing was it was more like of a business.
I know what you mean. I see what you mean.
I think it was more of a business.
Okay.
Yes, but what's still weird about that? What I don't like about that whole thing, even when it gets into the Playboy, I don't like, because I was really reading this, and I don't like how a lot of like women, or even with the Playboy stuff, or just pornography, and when women are always dressed up as like Catholic schoolgirls or like these schoolgirls, so then that puts in the mind of the psyche younger women. I was doing a when I was doing research, they were saying that the women in Playboy were no younger than like 30. The oldest I think was like 35 at one point, but they could not be any older than that because they had to appear young. So then when you had them in these like Catholic schoolgirl outfits and these little skirts, That put the impression of a young girl. You know, she was impressionable, like a virgin, you know, things like that. Because nowadays, not many girls.
That's sexy.
Yes, yes. So, because nowadays, there's not many virgins. There's young girls are losing their innocence at a far much younger age now. So it puts that sense of innocence in it. And I guess men like fantasize off of the innocence,
yes,
and it's a fetish,
yes,
which creates more pedophiles and perverts and things like that. Which, so I don't agree with that shit either. I think it's all pretty messed up.
Because I want to be fair around the board, kind of like D.L. Hughley is saying, you want to do something to one man, you got to do it to the other man. And I really am kind of comparing the R. Kelly situation with Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner, yes, he's dead and gone. But I feel like there are certain similarities, and there's probably a lot of stuff like Hugh Hefner people did not know about, because he had those two 17-year-old girls living with him. So, I mean, I don't know, but I try to judge fairly. I'm not saying this because I do like R. Kelly's music, but I do feel like this man did do a lot of things wrong, but he needs to be judged the same way. I mean, white people need to be judged the same way R. Kelly is being judged right now.
But you know what?
There were all of that.
There were women who wrote books about Hugh Hefner. There were people that spoke out. There weren't people that just didn't say anything. Yeah, there were people that spoke up, but the media did not blow it up. Like, if you go look, the people were kind of outraged about Hugh Hefner. Everybody wasn't just, like, totally sold on Hugh Hefner, but for some reason the media didn't pick it up as much. And I think a lot of Hugh Hefner's mistakes were back way before it was considered an issue. So most times it wasn't even considered illegal or a crime. Like it was kind of what it was back then, you know. But R. Kelly,
well, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? So I think a lot of that happened during that time. But I agree with you. I agree. You know, what's good for one should be good for the other, especially, Hugh Hefner and Bill Cosby were really good friends. And it's alleged that Bill Cosby.
Don't even.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go back. I'm glad you brought that up, Armand, because, I'm currently, don't think I'm crazy, because I'm currently writing a letter to Bill Cosby. I'm from Massachusetts. He lives in Massachusetts right now. I've met him quite a few times. I am very hurt. I'm very hurt that Bill Cosby's in prison. The reason I feel that is because Bill Cosby, I personally feel that he is one of the, if not the biggest trailblazer in African-American film culture, pop culture. And I really feel like these women, That said, people are saying I'm victim shaming, I'm women shaming. As a woman, I have to speak how I feel. You were in the Playboy Mansion with Bill Cosby. You guys were all taking drugs together. All of you. Did you know how many Playboy bunnies wanted to be with Bill Cosby? Do you know how many of them, when Bill Cosby would go to the Playboy Mansion in the 70s, yes, him and Hugh Hefner were very good friends. During the time Bill Cosby was shooting I Spy, he was the highest paid African-American actor under Sidney Poitier. I'm sorry, I don't believe for a fact that he was drugging. I just don't. Because back then, Quaaludes were the drug to pop. They were the drugs to do. So, and a lot of these women that said that Bill Cosby drugged them, just like Damon Wayne said in the Breakfast Club interview, some of these women said the first time it happened, the first time, what do you mean the first time? How many times did you go back to him? How many times did this happen? How many times did this happen? So it just really, I cried. I'm not going to lie. I cried when Bill Cosby was sentenced. I felt like my father was going to prison. And I'm right now writing a letter. I'm almost done. At least I know he'll get the letter because I know the prison he's in Pennsylvania. So I know he'll get it. But I really just need to let him know I am disappointed. I know that he did a lot of things wrong, but I do want to let him know, you know, how I feel. I guess if it means anything to him, he has plenty of time now to read letters. So, he heard that he has, like, some people that are kind of like some prisoners that kind of protect him and look out for him. He's 80 years old. When he gets out, he's going to be 83. And I really hope that he makes it. I know that he will, but I'm sorry. I have so much love for Bill Cosby. I have a lot of love for him. Bill Cosby has motivated me to go into media, to go into television. And part of the reason why I work in the industry is because of Bill Cosby. So it's very hurt. Yeah. He was a huge inspiration to me growing up. So,
right, Carla, we got to move on. We got to move on.
All
right,
I love
you. Thanks for calling. Bye. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye, babe.
Bye. All right. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. You know, it's Sunday, so I let you guys talk a little longer today, okay? It's okay. All right. 562-6307. You're live on the air.
Did you hear me say next caller or something?
Oh, no, I didn't hear you.
I swear to God, I said next caller, and you said, all right, next caller. That was so funny. I don't drink or nothing, but I'm smoking a blunt.
Ooh, shout out to you. Oh, shout out to you. I wish I had me a little bleezy.
But I was calling because I'm so glad I got through, by the way. I was calling because I've been watching you for a long time. And I just want to say I'm just so happy and so proud of you just watching you.
Thank you.
I can tell you the video that I seen, it was some years ago. And it's funny because you remind me of my best friend so much. But I swear he's just like you. But anyway, it was a video that I seen like some years ago where you were in a car and it's like how you listen to music with your straight friends and then how you listen to music with your gay friends and you started twerking and shit.
Yes.
That was the first thing that I've seen of you. And I swear to God, I fell in love with you. And I've been following you ever since then on Facebook. And I'm glad I found you on YouTube. Because I don't use. Yeah. I remember that like a long time ago. My best friend put me on to you.
Okay. Well, shout out to him. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for watching. Yes. We love that. Where are you from?
I'm from Long Beach, but I live in Vegas.
Okay, you know, I was in Vegas. I was in Vegas last year for my birthday, but Vegas not far. I live in California too, so that's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to what the girl said because I know you were saying like no R. Kelly stuff, no Jussie Smollett stuff.
I wasn't saying no. You can't talk about it. I'm just saying I haven't done a lot of videos on it because I personally cannot make 50 videos on that. If y'all want to talk about it, sure, we can talk about it right now. But I am not about to make 50 videos on that every day. Like I'm not doing it.
Right? No, I feel you. I've been watching some stuff about it. I kind of just wanted to talk about Vlad TV because you know Lisa Van Allen's been on there. I don't know if you watched it.
No, I haven't watched any of it. So you let me know. This is where y'all tell me because I'm telling you, when I unplug from that R. Kelly shit, I don't know what's going on. So enlighten us. Let's get it going. This is what it's about.
Bro, she basically confirmed that Aaliyah was pregnant, and that's why they got married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she confirmed that. She said she was around during that time. You know, the group, what's the group that he was in back in the day or whatever? The members of that group have been on there, too. He interviewed them.
Yeah, I think
and
everybody
they've been talking about the
interview.
Same shit.
Well, some of those people, they have, I think they're just trying to interview, I mean, to be honest with you, I think they're trying to interview what everybody that I interview, because I think some of them have even emailed me, but I was like, you know what, you guys have interviewed with literally everybody on YouTube, like, at this point.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't do it.
And
I can't do it.
For some people, I think they're just, you know, opportunists, but I believe some of the people, like, I believe some of those girls. Now, honestly, I don't believe Asante McGee. And whatever the other one that was girls. But everybody else, I think I pretty much believe them. I mean, and then, like, I was an Aaliyah fan. Like, I cried when she died. I was really young. I cried. Boohoo cried. I know all her songs. Like, I love Aaliyah. But at the same time, I know how girls are when they're young.
Okay.
A lot of girls my age, when I was younger, they messed with dudes that were in their 20s. And girls aren't as innocent as they seem. I mean, I had a baby at 16, and I wasn't the only one. There was girls having babies at 14. So people make it seem like she's just such an angel and stuff like that. You have to think about things from every different perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Because
well, you know,
people, you know, just because she portrayed that image doesn't mean she wasn't fucking, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I liked Aaliyah, though. I don't think, listen, I think a little bit of that, I think she could have got manipulated into that. Listen, I feel like R. Kelly did something wrong, but I do also feel like...
I do, too.
So I think he should be... I mean, so if we know that, yes, some women may be lying just to get in where they fit in, but we know that he is not innocent. We've seen the DVDs. We've seen the tapes. That is him. So for that alone... R. Kelly is trash.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wasn't even, like, I'm just saying, but, like, honestly, I feel the same way. Like, I've never seen the tape, but I've seen, like, images from it, just seeing his face, you know? I know that's him. And then people even said, somebody called his name, and he answered in the video. That was him. And the girl looked young. I've been saying that since the beginning of time. Like, I haven't listened to none of his music. I actually made a video on it fucking, like, a year ago. And Jocelyn Savage's dad commented on it and told me I was right.
Yeah, but people are calling opportunists as well. So that's gonna be very, very interesting to see how all of this plays out. Now, I'm definitely going to be here for the court case trials. And I think what's also so interesting is that the judges are now letting cameras in. That judge is letting cameras in because the other judge let cameras in for the Jesse Smollett case. So I think a lot of these judges are trying to get their clout up too, because all of a sudden that all these different cases are going to have cameras in the courtroom. So this is going to be a shit show of a trial fest up and coming. Like, these trials are going to be very, 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 very interesting.
Yeah.
But thank you, caller.
I can't wait. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. You know what's something that's also interesting to me, too, that I really want to talk about is this Michael Jackson thing, because I've been very conflicted with Michael, because, again, with Michael, I don't feel like Michael was all the way guilty, but then I did see the videos of Michael going into the jewelry store with the little boys. And I'm just like, that is so weird. Michael Jackson, little boys should not be your friend like that. The little boys should not be that close. You should not be going shopping with little boys. That is so weird. That is so weird. Okay. But let's take another caller. 864-2451, you're live on the air.
Hey, boo. Shout out.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything is good. You know who this is? This is Girl the Rose. Shout out to Cruz.
Oh, hey.
So first and foremost, I want to get on here and really say something about how the world is these days. I can't be the only person noticing it. Whatever a person do wrong these days, we all become judges. We all become juries. we all become an opinion on what should happen to that person. Oh, don't mess with this person. Mute this person. Don't mess with this because he did this. Don't mess with that because they did that. Let me tell y'all something right now. We all do things in this world that we don't want shown. If I could look between your mask, I would throw up right now and slap your mother in the face for raising you. Because, be honest with you, yes. Yes, because there's something you're doing in your closed door that you don't want revealed to the world. There's something I'm doing in my closed door that I don't want revealed to the world. Let's stop all coming down on each other. Let's stop bringing up a mob and attacking people for doing wrong things. Because what you don't know is, yeah, you're a part of the mob attacking these people for doing wrong things. But don't be surprised when it's a day that comes where it's a mob coming after you and attacking you for the things that you do wrong. Because one thing about it, I don't know what you do in your private life. I can't tell you what kind of freaky stuff you into when you close your eyes. You might be thinking about touching kids, too, or doing some real freak shit. You might be a real freak nigga or a real freak bitch, pardon my language. Roach Queen said it. But guess what? It's not for me to judge you. We have a judge. Everybody been knowing R. Kelly been a rapist, a child molester since the 90s. It took to 2019 for y'all to stop messing with him. That means y'all are sitting here trying to be judges and juries, following along. Oh, they say not to mess with R. Kelly. Mute R. Kelly. Hell no, I ain't muting R. Kelly. I'm going to listen to it all day long. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. We all know R. Kelly was a rapist from the beginning of time. Now in 2019, y'all want to act like y'all got some ump about y'all mother self and talk about probably listening to somebody.
Okay.
Tell the whole world what your ass is into. You might be a pedophilia too. You might be getting your ass whooped by your nigga. I don't know. Jesus do dope. So won't you get your life together? Won't y'all stop judging and stop being juries and telling everybody, oh, even with these little girl, this little girl with the college thing, oh, she gets dropped from Sephora. I don't want my name with that bad image. What do you mean with the bad? And where are we coming to in this world? Because right now, yes, we all are agreeing. That's wrong. I will never, ever say being a pedophile, getting yourself into college with bribes and things of that nature, lying to the police, making a story up, all these things that these people are doing in these headlines. I would never say that those things are right things to do. I know right from wrong, but one thing I am not is a judge. I am not judging nobody on this earth. I'm not telling nobody you are absolutely wrong for putting your child in that spot when somebody else's child that's more deserving could have been there. They should know that. If they don't know it and they did it, that's on them. That's their crime to face. Let these people go through the real process. And once again, like the lady said before, shout out to that caller that was talking about Hugh Hefner and R. Kelly. Y'all, as African-Americans, because I'm not going to say what your youth demographic is, because I don't know your YouTube demographic. Hello, motherfuckers. But one thing I do know, that is a lot of black faces in here. And what we need to start doing is doing what everybody else do. When it's something that goes on with they people, they stand up for them. Harvey Weinstein still has his organization. They talking about, oh, he let himself down, but he's still the president. That's like me being the president of Act We Care, and I say, no, Kiage, my little sister, go ahead and be the front face of it, but I'm still getting the money. But we don't see nobody saying stop Harvey. We don't see nobody saying that man, Playboy man, because he was a molester too. He had a whole bunch of women in his household living way more than two girlfriends. He had three, Holly, Kendra, and the other bitch. But I don't hear you saying that was weird. I don't hear y'all sitting there talking about, some, oh, that was just wrong. Who has two girlfriends with you? Stop being white people. Stop being Uncle Tom's and ride for your motherfucking people. Stop acting like that. You know you like R. Kelly. You've been listening to R. Kelly since 2000 and such for the young people. And if you ain't young, your ass been listening to R. Kelly since 1996 with me. So stop fronting.
All right. Thank you, caller. Oh, and what are you drinking today? What are you drinking?
Oh, you know, I got to smoke a little crack. You know, I got that little crack on me, boo. But put your crack pipes in the air. Shout out to the crackheads in the building.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you're smoking crack?
I'm the crack queen. What we do.
Wait a minute.
People know me in the comments. Shout out to me if y'all know me in the
what
comments.
What kind of crack are you smoking? Hold on. What kind of crack are you smoking?
That good crack, baby. You want some?
No. Crack is
whack.
Because
you know you
like,
my husband.
Right. So when you got to be kidding me. So you are Sunday, you should be at church. You should not be smoking no crack. What kind of, is the crack white? Is it a rock?
Y'all seen the church man? He cheating on his wife. He on the wheel. Talking about some. I had a personal. I mean, a spiritual affair. I didn't cheat on my wife. Then the bitch got to speak. And now what you gotta say? I ain't gonna be in no church with these damn heathens and devils. They need some crap. That's what they need.
Okay. Listen. We're not gonna promote crack on this platform. Crack is whack. We don't do
crack,
and you need to go to your.
Crack is good. My crack is good.
Okay, I have to get you off.
Some.
I have to get you off the line. We love all people. We love the crackheads too, but you cannot come onto my platform promoting crack. Okay, we cannot promote crack on the. We didn't. I thought she was sipping. Not smoking. She said she was, I asked her what she was sipping. She then enlightened me and told me she wasn't sipping anything. She was smoking a little crack, okay? Oh, thank God I prayed today. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, wow. Okay. The thing is, I believe her. Okay. Well, private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I can't even believe it. Just tell me. Tears are in my fucking eyes. What? For real, though? For real? Oh, caller, please get out. Oh my God! And it shouldn't be funny. It shouldn't be funny, but that is freaking hilarious.
You just never know.
Take it.
You just never know.
You always gonna miss me, or am I having me over here dying and then open me up like I'm trying to have some semblance up in here? But that was just a wild ride, like. Wow.
Yes, it was.
Oh, God. Yes, caller, please get help. I mean,
wow.
You know, if she didn't mean it, I hope she didn't. Because that
no,
is
she
hilarious.
Meant that.
But if she did, you know, we need you to go on and hook that on up.
Yes.
You know, crack
you, at
whack,
least she
know
how to pay her phone bill. That's the more, you know, at least she keep her phone on.
Oh, we never know what's going to happen in this show. Like, it is.
You never know what is going to happen here. You just don't know what's going on any given day. This is why this is truly the greatest show, because you don't know what the fuck is going to go on.
Seriously, you just don't know. Don't know. Okay. And, you know, even for us, all of us that don't sit, because, you know, if it ain't water, juice, or tea, it's not consumed by me. But I'm over here sipping some organic plum mango oolong tea.
Ooh,
so I'm enjoying that. It is really, really good. Trying not to cry choking it down, because I'm telling you, when she let that cat out the bag, I almost choked. Like, literally, tears are coming out of my eyes. I cannot help it. When I heard it say it, too, I was like, wait, did she? And then when she was like, yes, I did. She was like, understand this. I said, no. And then when you were like, no, we have to cut the line. Oh, my God, I almost fell out the chair. Like, I really am trying to hold it together over here.
So what was I going to say?
Okay, what was I going to say? Because she done throw me into, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. She's really taking me to, like, what? So I'm trying to come back from the trip she done threw us on. I am so serious. Oh, I do want to definitely say is that, you know, with all the horrible rituals, because these are rituals, that's why you continuously see, you know, all of our melanated, you know, kings running around being, you know, bought down. But I do want to say, as everyone, you know, happens to focus on the next new information that happens to come out, make sure that you take each time that you focus on any of that to put that focus right back onto yourself. You know what I'm saying? Focus on not, you know, what you've done wrong, right? You know what I'm saying? There's really none of that. But just here we are with all of this powerful astrological, you know, nuances going on. Put that focus on you. What would you like to see? What would you like to do? You know what I'm saying? So as you focus on what's going on and put your energy towards these rituals, because that's what they want you to do, put the focus back on you and just, you know, imagine. You know what I'm saying? Use your imagination. What would you like to see? How would you like to see things plan out? Each time that you see yourself focusing there, put it back on yourself as well. Because, I mean, so much is going to continue to come out. It's going to continue to do that. But make sure that you're using your energy for what it should be used for.
And stay off of the crap.
Don't ever start it. Don't stay around people who do it. Don't call in the show. Tell people that you do it.
Thank you, Michi.
I love you, Armand.
Thank you for the Sundays.
These are so crazy but fun.
Yes. All right. Wow. I'm still taken aback that we just had a live crackhead call in and admit that she was on the live doing crack. Listen, the Sipping Sunday is not to promote drug use. I don't want people to think that I want you guys, just because I may be sipping a cocktail. Listen, now I'm going to have a hotline on here. Where if people are drinking too much and or doing crack, now I'm going to have to put a link on here and on Facebook for a hotline, because now that we had the lady say that she's on here doing crack while she's on the phone with me, now I can't be an enabler to alcoholics and crackheads. So as I love you all, now you've got me doing more work. Thank you. All right. 619-2057, you're live on the air. Hello? What's going on?
What the fuck?
Hello?
I can't believe. Hello?
Yeah.
I can't believe she said that shit.
You can't believe she said what?
That nobody could judge because everybody got some shit in there. Hell no. Not no shit like that.
Right.
I'm just baffled. I mean, I've done some shit, but not no shit like that. She out her fucking mind. What kind of shit? Yo, you know, don't look me into that shit. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? Everybody. No. You talk about yourself. And now we see what was up with that shit. That bitch was
right.
doing crack. You know? Oh, no, 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 no. But you know what? I love your show. I have never subscribed to anyone before. But I just love your show. That's why I get it coming live. And I'm just baffled. My face was like yours when we were hearing that shit. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I just don't know. But that's all I wanted to say. Because I'm kind of speechless. I just can't believe you're
okay.
saying that shit. I'm just done. But you know what? I love you. You have a great
day. I love you too. Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Roach Queen, you really had tried it this time, girl. She really came on here making the shit up. Let's take a caller. 510-6407. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I finally got to talk to you. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm calling from the town.
Oh,
I'm a representative.
Yes,
I just wanted to say hi and I love you. I don't have anything to say on the commentary. I just wanted to let you know I love you so much.
And
keep
you're not
doing what
you're
doing.
Are you?
No, hell no. I'm sipping on some VSOP, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm old school. I'm an old school drinker.
Okay. Make sure you drink safe, okay? Have a good one.
I will. Thank you, Armand. We love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
All righty. Bye.
Okay, let's take another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. I just wanted to speak about the Michael Jackson. You spoke about Michael Jackson earlier, saying that you saw him going in a jewelry store with a young boy.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, I don't understand why black people just don't denounce Michael Jackson and stop putting him up on a pedestal. Because Michael Jackson, I guess since like the Thriller album, he stopped wanting to be black. Even before he passed away and he had those children that he claimed were his biological children, but we all know they weren't. You know, he never tried to help black children. If he was so in love with being black and his blackness, then he would have had some black children. But all those kids were white. So Michael Jackson didn't want to be black. So why are we pretending and trying to hold on to Michael Jackson and support him? I think we should just let him go. He's an embarrassment. Look at what he did to his face, his body. I mean, that's embarrassing for black people. And to say that we're going to hold on to Michael Jackson and continue to call him black, that's sickening.
Well, okay, so you know what? You actually have a point. Now, I have to play devil's advocate. I did see a video where Michael Jackson kind of was speaking on these things, where he was saying, like, the media tries to portray him as this monster, and he knows that he's black. He's not white. But you do have a point. Why do you see that he's only helped white people? Why are his children white? Like, why doesn't he really look like anybody black? Or why doesn't anything about him resemble black? Like, where are the black kids? So you actually have a great point. I just think a lot of people don't want to believe that that Michael Jackson did this.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, just he was weird. He was a weird guy. I mean, to sit up there, grown man, he had about 50, I mean, hanging out with children in his 40s and 30s, hanging out and having slumber parties with children, that's sick.
Right.
How can you not believe that something wasn't going on?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I definitely think something was going on. I definitely think Michael Jackson was laying with little boys. I definitely think they may have gotten naked. I'm not sure if Michael Jackson, though, was topping these little boys, like having sex with them. I don't think Michael Jackson was having sex with them and making them come and coming in his mouth and stuff like that. I don't think all that was going on.
So you just think they were just having sex? What, pillow fights and drinking soda pops and stuff? I mean, what were they doing at these slumber parties?
I don't know. I don't even want to even take my mind there because then I start feeling weird. I don't know. 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 But, and it was so weird because he said he would have the little boy, apparently Michael Jackson would have the little boy spread his butt open. And, like, I'm like, what? Like, that's just, that's a lot. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
And I don't get, what are they mad at Oprah for? I mean, what's the big deal with Oprah talking about what took place? You know, I somewhat believe those guys. I believe that when they initially had the court case and they were trying to charge Michael Jackson with molesting those other kids, and the other guys were on the stand and they said Michael Jackson never molested them. I believe he molested them. I believe he molested them and he paid them off. And they're coming out and they're just now speaking about it.
I tell you this, I don't really believe that Safe Duck, what the first one, not Wade, the other one. And the reason why I don't believe him, and there's something I don't really like about them, and there's something about the situation, I got to watch my words when I say this, that I don't really even feel too bad for, because my thing is this. I feel as though with that situation, Michael Jackson was promising that family a lot. Okay, you got to remember, Michael Jackson, the mom was picking up Michael Jackson and giving him rides. The mom would come to the house and then leave the little boy in the room with Michael Jackson to spend the night. But the mom was living her best life. Michael Jackson had bought them a house. Michael Jackson was taking the boy on set and helping him get into a film career. I think once Michael Jackson got married, then that stuff stopped. That stuff kind of got cut off. The mom kind of felt away, because remember in the documentary, the mom called her husband and the son and said, Michael just broke up with us. So I feel like that money stopped, and the boy probably, his career never really took off the way he thought or wanted it to be. And so now they decided, you know, we're going to speak out against Michael. We want revenge, because it stopped. You know, the mom was going around, she was like a socialite herself. So that mom literally pimped her son out. As far as Wade, I just feel like Wade is a bit of an opportunist, because the thing is, I don't know. The Wade Robson, I just feel like money's running low for him too.
But you know what? If that is true, if the mom was upset because Michael Jackson no longer paid them any attention, you know, they say Michael Jackson was very intelligent and smart with his money. But who had the most to lose? If you're so smart, why in the hell would you hang out with young children all the time, knowing that there's a possibility that people are going to say something negative about you and those children? I mean, if you're so smart and you have all this to lose, he had the most to lose in this situation. Why would he continue to put himself in these situations over and over?
Because Michael Jackson was stupid. I mean, at that point, I mean, nobody's denying that he was out of his mind. He was not a normal human being. But at the same time, you got to think how miserable that he could be, because he was the largest thing on the planet. And at this point, he's still one of the biggest people, where people didn't even look at him as a person. They looked at him as some type of God. The fact that they were able to even play previous recordings of Michael Jackson calling them. Now we're in 2019. You guys have voice recordings of Michael Jackson, like leaving messages on your phone, looking for the little boy. So you guys were always recording and planning and waiting for your moment. How is it that they have voice recordings of Michael Jackson calling their house phone 20 years ago? What were you going to do with those recordings? Why did you say that?
Maybe they were just holding on for a day that they had the courage to just come out and say, this is what happened.
Oh, but in the midst of it, they will accept a brand new house, right? That's fine. Right.
Well, you know, I don't know. I just think it's weird. I mean, him hanging out with children is just, it's not, there's something wrong with that. I don't know if he molested those two children that Oprah interviewed, and I have a deep down feeling that he did and he was paying them off, but I think he was molesting children. I think he was molesting little boys. Don't no 40-something-year-old man have slumber parties and popcorn fights and pillow fights with little boys, and it's just him and the little boys?
I agree with you.
Family was weird. I think the whole – look at Jermaine Jackson and his hair. And I mean, just some of the family members, they just seem so weird.
Hold on.
Except Janet. Janet's okay.
Hold on.
And Ruby.
Pause. Ma'am, We just went from talking about Michael Jackson telling little boys to spread their asses open for him to masturbate, and you went and compared that to Jermaine Jackson's hair. What? Hold on, caller. What did that? Oh, she hung up. Hold on. Listen, those are two totally different conversations. Michael Jackson played with little boys in the way that Jermaine wears his hair. That do not mean the same. That's not in line with each other, okay? that do not go together. Okay. But shout out to the 1499 from Don Michelle. She says, those boys, if this is all true, need to sue their damn parents for this shit. Those two women are the worst kind of parents. They pimp them kids if it's true. Sickening. Shout out to Miss Parker Lynn for the $10. Jermaine said he believed their dad was pimping him out to make business move. What is true was Mike was doing sleepovers with older men as a child. That's facts. I saw the interview. Okay. Wow. All right, we're getting into some things today. Listen, if you guys haven't done so, listen, I want to try this new thing on Facebook. There's a lot of people on Facebook, so we need to start getting people over. You know, there's a little button in the corner that says watch party. I want to see if people on Facebook right now, if you can start a watch party and bring your friends, tell them to watch the show. Let's start a watch party. We got to start doing that. Start a watch party on Facebook. Don't forget. Okay, should we have another super chat? Michael has issues from Don Michelle. Thank you again. Michael has issues, yes, but Jesus, these people knew it and exploited it. Shameful shit. Sold their kids for whatever it was. Wow. All right, and if you guys haven't done so already, please go ahead and like this video on YouTube. Please make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. We have officially passed the number. YouTube is officially my largest platform with over 42,000 beautiful subscribers. Facebook profile is second, and then my Instagram, and then my Twitter. But YouTube is number one, and we are on our way to 50,000 and briskly moving towards 100,000 subscribers, okay? Side note, while we're just talking, I'm working on, let me know if you guys would like this idea. I'm working on, because Facebook, YouTube is playing with my memberships. So I'm working on a way, because I know you guys have been asking me. Some of you guys just want to get into some tea. Some of you guys like these, like, you know, personal conversations. Some of you guys been asking me about YouTube streets and gossip, other gossip. And you listen, so we're going to have a private members only chat where we can indulge into a little bit more of the controversial local mess. Okay. Because, you know, people like to gossip. So I might have LGBT drama from Facebook. I might have some YouTube drama. We might talk about, you know, some personal stuff, behind the scenes stuff, but those will be member only. So you'd have to subscribe for that, because that is going to, we're really going to get into some things there. So I'm working on that so that you guys have access to that. That's shortly coming. So, we're going to get into that, because I know a lot of you guys are here for a lot of different kind of mess, okay? But there are certain things that I refuse to get into on this platform. All right. Yes, and then now this one, somebody said, can we curse? This one, you can be cursing, you can be vulgar, you can say you don't like this bitch, because I have a few bitches that I would like to address, but I will only address it privately. All right. So let's take another caller. 610-5793, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, hello? I love you. How are you?
Yes, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good, how are you? What's
that
going on with you?
That crack is whack will take you for the next 50 years.
Right.
That woman will take you for the next 50 years. I mean, anybody who was live today and heard that, that was the crack that went around the world.
Yes,
and
it was.
And I hope to God that she gets rehab.
Yes.
And I feel bad because it's always the double standard. If you're rich, you have a chemical dependency, but if you're poor, you're just a junkie. If you're poor, you go to rehab. If you're rich, you go to a spa slash chemical dependency slash leisure slash you can get your life back in order and everything is practically expunged and you can go on with your life, whereas if you're poor, they kind of hold it against you, hold it over your head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like it's more harder for the disenfranchised.
All right.
You know,
thank
like
you.
It's like it's a little harder. But as far as Jesse Smollett, like
okay.
I said, with Empire, I think they wanted to go out with a bang. And if their contract is not getting renewed, then they need Jesse. Because when they want to come out with something else, you know, they're probably going to use that platform. And they probably might even put what happened to Jesse Smollett written in there. But it'll be
true.
Somebody else. But it'll be a similar thing. You know? So they'll probably
right.
come out with Empire 2. And they're probably even working on it now.
All right.
And
well,
you
thank
know,
you, Carler.
Okay.
Love you. Yes. So this was another phenomenal Sipping Sundays. Unfortunately, I couldn't sip with you guys. But, you know, once we get into some things here, the hour just flies by. Also, if you would like to submit to our music show, it's every Wednesday. We have a lot of open slots this week. Please go ahead and submit your music for our music competition every Wednesday. We're getting into some things. I'm also working on a new concept for a show. I don't know how it's going to work, but it's going to be cool if I can wrap my mind around how it's going to work because so many of you guys are across the world. But it's a very interactive show that if I could get, it's going to be fun because once this season of the music show goes, we're going to need another show on Wednesdays. So yeah, guys, make sure you guys subscribe right now. And let's get into some things. Also follow me on Instagram, please. We're trying to get it. We're trying to build all the platforms. We're on our way to 50,000 subscribers. I love you guys all. Thank you guys for watching. Shout out to all the people that have called in. If you didn't make it in this call, you will probably make it on the next one. Save the number. The number is 563-999-3658. And until next time, stay off the drugs, okay? For real, do not. I mean, indulge whatever you want to indulge in. But, you know, be responsible. That's what I'll do because we're all adults. So no one's going to – I can't tell you not to do it. What I'm saying is be responsible in your actions, okay? And now I'm going to have to start getting a hotline to pin up in here for people that are watching because, you know, not only do we get a kiki and have fun, you know, we're saving lives here. You never know. You know, maybe we could have – we save her life every Sunday. We laughed about it, but, you know, maybe her talking on the phone with me, you know, maybe stopped her from taking that next hit. Or maybe it made or take it. Either way, it was a good time. Thanks for coming to Sipping Sundays. And then we'll keep on sipping, mother. Okay. All right, y'all. I'm out of here. Shout out to you guys on Facebook. I'm loving you guys. Thank you for guys for subscribing. Please make sure you guys like the like channel on Facebook. And until next time, I'm going to see you niggas soon. So keep that same energy. Period, okay?
Straight.